Mrs. Preston, with her usual worried look, straightened Anna's hat. "Be a good girl," she said. "Have a nice time and well, come back nice and brown and happy." She put an arm around her and kissed her goodbye, trying to make her feel warm and safe and wanted. But Anna could feel she was trying and wished she would not. It made a barrier between them, so that it was impossible for her to say goodbye naturally, with a spontaneous hug and kiss that other children managed so easily, and that Mrs. Preston would so much have liked. Instead, she could only stand there stiffly by the open door of the carriage, with her case in her hand, hoping she looked ordinary, and wishing the train would go. Mrs. Preston, seeing Anna's ordinary look, which in her own mind she thought of as her wooden face, sighed and turned her attention to more practical things. "You've got your big case on the rack and your comics in your Mac pocket." She fumbled in her handbag. "Here you are, dear. Some chocolate for the journey and a packet of hankies to wipe your mouth after." A whistle blew and a porter began slamming the carriage doors. Mrs. Preston poked Anna gently in the back. "Better get in, dear. You're just off." And then, as Anna scrambled up with a mumbled, "Don't push," and stood looking down, still unsmiling, from the carriage window, "Give my love to Mrs. Pegg and Sam, and tell them I'll hope to get down before very long, if I can get a day excursion, that is." The train began moving imperceptibly along the platform, and Mrs. Preston began gabbling. "Send me a card when you get there. Remember, they're meeting you at Heacham. Don't forget to look out for them, and don't forget to change at King's Lynn. You can't go wrong. There's a stamped card already addressed in the inner pocket of your case, just to say you've arrived safely, you know. Goodbye, dear. Be a good girl." Then, as she began running, and looking suddenly pathetic, almost beseeching, something softened inside Anna just in time. She leaned out of the window and shouted, "Goodbye, Auntie. Thank you for the chocolate. Goodbye." She just had time to see Mrs. Preston's worried look change to a smile at hearing the unaccustomed use of the name Auntie. Then the train gathered speed, and a bend in the line hid her from view.